Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I warned you quite a long time ago that the left were coming for your children. And now they've admitted it. We will have on the show today some very shocking audio that came from an independent teachers union about your children and their plans for your children. So you want to make sure to stay tuned and listen to that, because maybe it will open up some eyes. Before we do get started with any of that, though, we did get some breaking news, and that is that one of the defendants in the January 6th trial has just been found not guilty of all charges by a judge who said the videotape evidence clearly shows police officers at the Capitol waving him in to the building. Did you hear that? Police officers at the Capitol waving him into the building. He's been found not guilty. Now, before people on the left jump on this and say Trump appointed judge, insurrectionist, blah, 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 this is a man who also convicted another person in the January 6th riots, if you want to call them that. He convicted him of trespassing. Now, I'm telling you right now, this is what I've said from the very beginning. There are people who went into that building that obviously trespassed. And they're guilty of trespassing. And if they vandalized, they're guilty of vandalizing. And if they assaulted someone, then they're guilty of assault. But this is not insurrection. This was not a planned coup takeover of the government. And anyone who thinks it was is a moron. And now we have videotape evidence as seen by a judge who said, this guy's being waved in by the police. I tell him, come on in. How in the world can I convict a guy of trespassing when the very people who you hired to keep people out are telling them to come in? So that's a very good point. And it's going to happen again and again because many people were waved in. I told you that before. A lot of this video they didn't want released. But it got released, and now you're going to see the truth of this. And it's not going to be pretty, because the left and the Democrat Party were hoping against hope they could use this impromptu riot to ride on the coattails of insurrection and instill fear in people that, oh my gosh, Trump's going to cause a movement of insurrection to take the government over in some third world manner. They were liars from the very beginning. And I got news. You stay tuned. Remember I told you you were going to see evidence that police waved people in, right? Well, now I'm going to tell you, you're going to see evidence that not everybody that went in there on the spur of the moment or even were Trump supporters. You watch. That's coming up. Anyway, folks, where did this begin with the left attempting to take over your children? Where did that begin? Well, it probably began a long, long time ago, but when did we first notice? Well, I'll tell you when we first noticed. We first noticed when the COVID-19 virus hit us and we were all forced to learn from home. And one of the very first things that happened, folks, if you remember, was that teachers started complaining. I don't want the parents over their kids' shoulders or even in the same room as the child when I'm trying to teach them. Now, well, that should have been a red alert, right? Why would you care? As long as the parent isn't feeding them the answers, right? What do you care if parents are observing you? Well, that was the red flag right there. They didn't want the parents to know what some of the curriculum was all about. But parents found out. Because now that the parents had to be home with their children, they took a little bit of interest in what is it exactly you're teaching little Susie and little Johnny. And oh boy, was it not what they thought it was. You see, these teachers had an agenda. They weren't up to teach your children what 2+2 was. They were not up to teach your children basic history. They were not up to teach your children basic English. They were here to indoctrinate a new group of younger people into what they hope would formulate one day, 10 years from now, 9 years from now, whenever it was, to young adults who had had their indoctrination completed and were now members of society who they could control with their narrative. That's exactly what was happening. So what was their narrative? What was it they were trying to teach your kids? Well, one of the first things we learned was about CRT. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, well, you have to teach children about slavery. And no one said you don't teach children about slavery. I learned about slavery. I had to write an essay on it. So don't tell me children aren't being taught slavery. They're being taught slavery. Here's what I wasn't taught. I wasn't taught that it was my mother and father's fault. I wasn't taught that because of that, I have privilege over everyone else, and I should be ashamed of what my race caused. Every single lesson wasn't rife with critical race theory, which is a Marxist agenda, by the way. No, we were just taught basic. We were taught history. We were taught this is what really happened, to whatever degree we knew what really happened. There was no ideologies taught. But now that's all that's being taught. It's just ideologies. I want people to understand that we're not dealing with just, well, this happened and this was wrong and the United States corrected it and it's still a very embarrassing chapter of our history. No, it's not what we're being taught. We're not even being taught not to be racist. That's not good enough. It's fine that you're not a racist. You have to be what they call an anti-racist, which means you must actively seek out things you think is racist and rally against it, which causes everyone to just look in every corner for something they think could potentially be racist. And it gets to the point of utter lunacy. Now, we're not talking about 15, 16-year-old kids. We're talking about children who are being told your mother and your father, you know, they had privilege, not like little Susie's father over here. You should be ashamed. You got kids going home upset about it. And don't tell me it's not happening. How many parents have submitted proof in their homework, in the assignments of their children, that this kind of stuff is indeed happening? Name five ways you're more privileged. Name five ways that your own family shows racist tendencies. What the hell is going on? See, they're trying to convince the younger people that their ideology is the only true and real ideology, and that is absolutely false. Not to mention, it's flat out evil. Can you imagine if someone was trying to teach in public schools, there is only one real religion. And if you're not that religion, then you're evil and God doesn't like you. You'd be thrown, they'd throw these teachers out of school. That's exactly what they do. They'd say, you push that shit off on your, private schools, your religious schools, but you don't push that in on taxpayer dollars. Well, you're not pushing it on our children either. A 6-year-old girl is not a racist Her family is probably not a racist, and she doesn't need to be told they are. But it's part of the indoctrination. They must be broken first before they can be fixed. But that's not even really the worst of it. I mean, we have had cases since the COVID-19 pandemic of teachers and school nurses saying, we're going to actually vaccinate your child without your permission or consent. There was a case where they gave a kid, you want a slice of pizza? Well, you have to take a vaccination. We'll give you a slice of pizza. Without parents' consent. Medical procedure. Because they don't think you own your children. See, that's what you have to understand as a parent now. The left in no way thinks your children are your own. They think it's community property. That's what they think. Your child is not your responsibility. It's all of our responsibility. If you're not teaching your child, we will. If you're not indoctrinating your child, we will. If you're not giving medical procedures to your child and allowing it, we will. It's not just you anymore. You're a parent. You birthed them. But they're not strictly your responsibility. We have a civic duty to make sure your children are indoctrinated into our philosophy. How dare you? How dare you? And then when they're confronted about it, here's the thing. If they were confronted about it and they said, yeah, that's exactly how we feel, then at least you could give them brownie points for being honest. At least you could say, well, they're coming right out and saying it, but they're not. They're liars because they know what they're doing is wrong. You don't lie about doing something if you think it's righteous and just, right? Why would you? If you do something honorable that you think is for the betterment of all society, why would you lie about it and say, I'm not doing that? But that's exactly what they do. There's no such thing as CRT. We're just teaching about slavery. Really? Then why don't you want the parents to watch the lessons? Really? Then how come you're sending home, name five ways your parents are racist or privileged. Are you kidding? Along with the CRT comes, you have to understand the police aren't always good people. They're racist too. Sometimes you can't trust the police. You're instilling this in African-American children. How dare you? The parents have the right to raise their children in the way they see fit. Your job is to educate them, not indoctrinate them. And education doesn't mean showing you my way of life, showing you my philosophy. It means facts. There was slavery in this country and it was wrong. 2 + 2 = 4. Except it's not now because math is racist. Remember that. That's a direct quote. Math is racist. Everything's racist. You know why? Because it's not good enough to not be a racist. You have to be an anti-racist, which means you've got to find things that are racist. So everyone's going around like it's a big scavenger hunt, looking for things that are racist so they can say, I'm less racist than you. Because you've all gone insane. You've all gone completely insane. We have a man in Utah, a governor, I think he is, that literally says, it's perfectly okay for a company to say we're only going to hire black people. Perfectly okay. Whites need not apply is okay. How is that not racist? Oh, it's making up for it. Oh, I see. So, okay. So if we run our whole world that way, if somebody wrongs us, then we can go wrong somebody else. Is that the way it's supposed to work? Somebody comes around my house and robs me, and I know who it is, and it's okay for me to go rob them? Or that doesn't work that way? That is the most racist thing I've ever heard. You are literally excluding someone because of their skin color from getting a job, and that, in fact, is the definition of racism. Whether you want to teach that or not, that's a fact. And now we come to probably the most insidious part of the whole thing. and that is this move to sexualize and groom your children. And I know this is very controversial, and I know this is not easy to listen to. And I know there are people on the left who are saying, it's not grooming. We're just trying to teach children basic respect for sexuality. I'm going to tell you this from the bottom of my heart. You're liars, and you're dangerous liars. I watched a man almost have a nervous breakdown as a kindergarten teacher crying because I can't share my relationship with kindergartners because I am homosexual and I can't tell them about the joy of my relationship. What kind of sicko are you? If I went to the park bench and sat down next to a kid and said, hey, kid, me and my wife are swingers. You want to know what that is? I'm going to tell you. I'd be arrested. Here's an idiot having a nervous breakdown because he can't share sexual content with a literal infant, basically. A kindergartner. That's so unfair. Get that guy a psychiatrist. And keep him far, far, far away from your kids. Because he's two steps away from being a pervert on a park bench in a raincoat, okay? Don't believe me? You think I'm sounding a false alarm? You think I'm overhyping this? I'll tell you what. Let's listen to one of these clips, shall we? This is a woman from Independent Teachers Union talking about her curriculum. And what you're about to hear, and you'll hear her clearly say it, is this is pre-K, pre-kindergarten. What are you, 5, 4? I went to kindergarten, I think I was 5. So pre-K would be like 4 years old. Let's listen to what this insane human being thinks is perfectly acceptable, not only acceptable, but righteous and grand to teach your pre-K boy or girl. Let's hit the tape.
With the younger children starting in pre-K, we talk about their bodies, about the parts that they were born with, about penises and vaginas and whether that makes somebody a boy or a girl, but also their feelings. What do they feel like inside? Do they feel like a boy or a girl? What does their head say? Does their head and their heart and their body match up?
They're 4 years old! When I was 4 years old, I thought I was a superhero. There are kids walking around 4 years old think they're a freaking dinosaur. And you want to sit down and say, how do you feel today? Do you think you're a girl? Do you think you're a boy? What kind of a sicko, what kind of a completely demented would think that this is normal? I really want to know. You hear how she's talking about it? We talk about their penises and their vaginas. You want your next door neighbor to talk to your daughter about her vagina? Is that what you want to do? How come they're different? Just because they got a T next to their name? I'm a teacher? How do you know they're not a pervert? How many of these teachers have been sleeping with students in junior high school and stuff like that? How many have been convicted of being pedophiles? How many people have had affairs with their students? And you're going to trust these people to sit next to your four-year-old and ask them, how do you feel today about your vagina and your penis? And are you a boy or a girl? And what's your heart say? Are you nuts? When I was 4 years old, I had a cape on running through my lawn, punching imaginary supervillains. And nobody was sitting down saying, do you feel like you could jump off the roof and fly? Do you feel like you're stronger than a train, faster than a speeding bullet? Are you sick? This is what they want for your children. This is their utopia. Where your child at 4 years old gets to decide without your consent and without your knowledge whether they feel like a boy or a girl today. Oh, and we'll have clothes for them in case they say, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe I would like to see if I'm a girl today. Okay. Well, don't tell your parents. Just put on this pretty little dress and parade around for us. Arrest those people. Dangerous to society. I am tired of sugarcoating it. I am tired of saying, well, you know, it's a progressive way of thinking. It's just that they want to educate early to get a jump. No, they want to make perverts out of your children. That's what they want to do because they're perverts. So misery loves company. That's what it is. There's nothing wrong with being gay. There's nothing wrong with being lesbian. There's nothing even wrong with being a transsexual. But that's what you decide when you're an adult. Their next step is going to be, do you feel like you might want to have a relationship with someone? Do you feel like it would be okay if someone touched you this way? How dare you? You are two steps away, two steps, from normalizing pedophilia. That's what you're trying to do. And you can blow smoke up my ass all you want. You can piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. I know what I see. Kind of a curriculum would say that about a pre-K child. We're not done. Let's move up to second grade, because by second grade, hell, they should be thinking about a serious monogamous relationship, right? Let's see what they got to say about your second grader.
Second grade, we move on explicitly to gender identity and talk about it again, in terms of your head and your heart and your body parts matching up. And does that work for you? What happens if it doesn't? And the kids draw wonderful self-portraits again, but dealing with all aspects of their identity, including specifically their gender identity.
Second grade. Second grade. I would be more okay with them saying, we're going to teach your second grader how to balance a budget. We're going to teach your second grader how to manage their money, even though they don't have any. At least I'd say, well, it's something that later on in life maybe could do them some good. What the hell is this? This is indoctrination. Ask any kid that age, pre-K, second grade. Ask them, do you think it would be okay if we just ate cake for breakfast for the rest of our life? Cake is good, right? You like cake. You like soda? Let's just have cake and soda for breakfast. And by the way, have you ever seen anyone smoking? Would you like to smoke? Do you feel like you'd like to smoke? Or maybe experiment with some drugs? Do you feel like maybe that would be something you'd be interested in learning about? What would happen then? Telling your parents, you better pay damn close attention. Because you know what this is going to do? This is going to do the same thing that happened in the Catholic religion when they covered up all of these sex crimes. And then the Catholic Church finally had to admit, we do seem to be drawing an exorbitant amount of pedophiles into our midst, don't we? It must be because they get to be around boys constantly and they aren't really guarded. Well, what's going to happen with school teachers when you're told, oh, you can say all these things to children and teach them about sex and experiment with different genders and things? Oh, you know what's going to happen? The line's going to be a mile long of perverts who want to be teachers. That's what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. Oh, good. I get access to children and their sexuality. Let me sign up to be a teacher. That's the next step. So you better be prepared. They're talking about pre-K here, folks, pre-K. So it's not bad enough that they think they can actually vaccinate your child and do whatever medical treatments they find necessary to your child without your permission. It's not bad enough that they're turning your children against you by saying your parents, if you happen to be white, they're subject to privilege, and they're probably racist, and you have to – your assignment is to find things within your parental structure that you deem racist because you're anti-racist. So you got to be a fighter for us. And you go find what your parents are doing wrong and report it back to us. That's what they're doing. Then they're dressing your little boy up as a girl and say, don't tell mommy. When's the last time you heard that phrase, don't tell mommy? What usually happens then? I want you to you know, put on your thinking caps here. What usually happens to children when they're being instructed not to tell their parents about it? Because if this is so honorable and wonderful, you'd say, now make sure you tell your mom that you learned something good today. Remember when the teachers used to send home notes saying they're learning something good here today? Johnny did very well in his history, and blah, blah, blah. How come they're not doing that? How come they're telling the kids, don't tell the parents? Don't tell mommy and daddy. What does that sound like to you, huh? And there's more. Might as well go to the third cut if your stomach can take it. Here we go with this woman, again, who thinks that it's perfectly acceptable to sexualize your four-year-old. Let's hear her talk about the final steps in this mission that she has.
Gender expression is what you share with the world. It's something that you can change from day to day. It's completely up to you. Sexual orientation is who you are emotionally and physically attracted to. We talk about gender identity specifically with the gender unicorn this time, talking about things as a continuum.
So they're going to have a gender unicorn talk to your child about who they're sexually attracted to. Your child, not an adult, not even a 16, 17-year-old. They're going to talk to your child in second grade. Who are you sexually attracted to? So they think that that child can make that decision. Guess what that's going to do? The next step is, well, if they know who they're sexually attracted to, and they just happen to be sexually attracted to a grown man and want to share a moment with him, how can we consider that wrong? It's coming. Faster than you think. You heard the woman. They're going to have a gender unicorn. Is that what they do for a 15, 16-year-old? Have a unicorn come in and say, hi, I'm the gender unicorn, little boys and girls? No. They just have a man come in and say, today we're going to talk about gender. Oh, no. It's going to be a guy dressed, oh, I'm a gender unicorn. How do you feel today? You want that? Is that what you want? If you're listening to this and you want that and you have children, you need your children taken away from you. You're an unfit parent and you're a pervert. Because I don't know one person, not one, Democrat, liberal, conservative, independent, Republican, I don't care who you are. I don't know one person who wants their second grader subjected to that. That's something the parents can sit down and talk about. You know, when you catch your 12-year-old with a magazine that he got from his friend's uncle's shed under his bed, you sit down and you say, look, we're going to have to talk about this. Not your second grader. Not your pre-K. They don't know. Remember the commercial that used to be on television? Well, they ask children, if you could be anything you want to be, and the girl's like, I want to be a mermaid. I want to be a superhero. Kids' minds are like a sponge, and you want perverts planting seeds in that mind. Don't you think you might want to dress in a dress, even though you're a boy? Wouldn't you like to try that? Most kids are going to say, yeah, okay, because they don't know. They think it's fun. Oh, this would be cool. I'm playing dress up. They don't get it. They just don't get it. They're children. They're not supposed to get it. So then when Ron DeSantis signs this bill, there's an outcry in the community. Oh, my God, it's a don't say gay bill. They're telling your children gay is wrong. Incorrect. He signed a bill saying pre-K through third grade, you don't talk about sex at all, not heterosexual sex, not homosexual sex, not transsexual sex, no sex. Why is that controversial? Why are there people literally shedding tears over this? I can't talk to children about sex. Who would want to? If I was a teacher in second grade and they said to me, hey, Marcus, today you're going to talk to kids about sex and who they're sexually attracted to and what their penis and vagina means, I would run out of that classroom. I'd be like, I think I need another profession. Because number one, I'm not doing it. Because I'd be mortifiedly embarrassed. Number two, I know it's not something children should be talking about. Normal people don't want to do that. Okay? Normal people don't want to talk to your pre-K child about who they're sexually attracted to. That's not what normal people want to do. So if there were teachers saying, this is outrageous, I really don't want to do it. I mean, I'm not going to lose my job, so I guess if I'm forced to, I'll have to humiliate myself and do it, but I don't want to. But that's not what you're getting. You're getting people saying, we can't? Why? I was so looking forward to sitting down with your four-year-old. I bet you were. Bet you were. Who the hell have we got teaching our kids? I'm not saying every teacher is bad. Well, you better take a goddamn good look. Not every Catholic priest is bad either. Didn't mean it didn't get your kid, right? It's beyond the pale. It really is. I mean, oh, I feel like I'm living in La La Land, that there could be one person on earth that thinks this is okay. One person on earth. This woman who is literally talking here has mental issues. To be brazen enough to sit there like she is some kind of a moral arbiter of the world and say, in pre-K, we start with talking about your gender and your sexual parts and if they fit with what's in your heart. Are you kidding? What would happen if your neighbor came to your house and said, I work with children. I have a children's school over here, and I would like to talk to your little daughter about if her sexual parts match what's in her heart. Would you bring her to my house so I could do that? You'd lock the door and call the police. Rightfully so. You're sending your kids to school to do it. You're sending your kids to school to do that. I think you've lost your minds. You know, we have people in the chat room. We have Derek in the chat room saying, if I was a parent and that happened to my kid, I'd be talking to the teacher. I got news for you, Derek. I'm not a parent either. If I was a parent and this happened to my kid, my kid came home and said, I was dressed up in a dress today by my teacher so I could experience or I could learn what a girl is, I'd be in jail. I would be in jail. That's where I'd be. If there was a judge brave enough to put me there, because I'm telling you right now, this is not normal. Now, I know the sex education, it's very important that children understand. Yeah. Their sex education comes in like fourth or fifth grade, right? And you start very slow. But it is not sex education. This is sex indoctrination. Sex education, you just learn your body parts and everything. You don't learn who would you be sexually attracted to today. You can be gender fluid. You want to be a girl today and a boy tomorrow? You want to be attracted to a girl today and a boy tomorrow? That sounds good, right? You don't put that in kids' heads. That's something kids discover for themselves later on when they become more adult. Now, I've heard many adults say, when I was a kid, when I was 12, 13, I fully understood that I was homosexual. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You came of age, you realized what you were. That's fine. But you didn't have somebody planting that in your head. See, if I take your four-year-old and I say, we are all aliens, and we come from the planet Bufa, and we're not like everybody else, and we can fly, I bet you I could get your four-year-old on the roof to jump. I guarantee I could. So that's not what it's about, folks. It's not what it's about. Let me go to the phones for a minute. Caller, are you there?
I am here. I am here. What's going on, Marcus? Well, first, let me say this. I am no longer Tom. I now identify as a 16-year-old trigender girl, and I'd like to enter men's sports. Is that okay? Apparently, in today's world, it is. But I digress. Let me tell you something, okay? That lady who is talking about what she was talking about, I don't even want to repeat it because it makes me want to throw the hell up. She needs psychological counseling. To be honest with you, I'm going to go a step further than that. Lock her ass up, okay? Because what she's doing is illegal, okay? It's illegal, and that's the way you slice it. Then you see these knuckleheads on TikTok saying, well, I don't care what the law says, so therefore I'm still going to do it anyway. Well, you just admitted you're going to break the law. Lock them up. What are you waiting for?
Right. And I want people to understand this, too. I want people to understand that this isn't just recent. This isn't just, oh, this is happening within, like, the last year or two. There's been a steady movement to sexualize your children. It's just that it started later. It wasn't pre-K and second grade. It was maybe just first year high school and then down to, like, junior high. I mean, we all remember Britney Spears crawling on the floor in a Catholic girls' school uniform at 14 or 15 singing Hit Me Baby One More Time, and then they're saying, well, I'm shocked if anybody looked at her in a sexual way. How could you possibly get anything sexual out of that? Gee, I don't know. I guess that's what you were shooting for when you dressed her up like that and told her what to do, right? So this has been happening for a long time. They're just seeing how far they can push it. They're just figuring, oh, well, you know, you're not going to get to be get all the way down to 6 and 8 years old overnight. We'll start with like 16, 15. And once people say, well, I guess that's kind of acceptable, I mean, then we're going to move our way down. Now they've got down to pre-K. Pre-K, they're going to ask you, who do you think you're sexually attracted to? Pre-K! It's unbelievable. If I didn't know that this wasn't a joke, I would think this was a joke. I would think this was somebody literally pulling a joke saying it's a satire on how crazy the left has become. It's not true, but this is true. Let me go to the phones again. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am here. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I was drawn in by your topic, and this is something I've been complaining about for a long time. Let me say this. The first time I noticed this of any real good concern was back in 2000, and I read an article, and you got a pencil and paper. I want you to write these two words down. I read this article about an event that was going on in a school district in Massachusetts on a Saturday. And the event was where they was busing children into a school building as young as 12, and they were breaking out into workshops. And some of the workshops had titles like Should I Swallow and Fisting. This conference was called, you ready, Fistgate Conference. F-I-S-T, like the fist on your hand, gate, like coming through a gate, conference. It was put on by an organization called Glensing, G-L-S-E-N. And the leader of that organization at the time, and he went on to be go into the Obama administration, his name was Kevin Jennings. Now, when you get a chance, Google that because the information is still there. And out of that, parents like yourself formed another organization to counter them called Mass Resistance. And they exist. They are operating today, fighting it. They have expanded across the country. And they're trying to keep information like what you're talking about and I've talked about and everybody else out of our kids' hands. And you're exactly right. They're going after the kids. They are going after the kids. We look at the school board.
Because in their new world order, they have to have a society who are all groupthink, right? They can't have people thinking like me. They can't have people thinking like you. That would be terrible. And what happens if we have kids and we raise them to be like you and me? Oh, dear, that would be terrible. That means in 2040, those children will be just like us maybe, and they'll resist what we're trying to say. That's what they're trying to do. And as shocking as what you said is, and it is shocking, it's not really all that shocking. Because I'm telling you that we're looking at a society who is literally bending over backwards trying. We now have a Supreme Court judge who's probably going to be nominated, who literally has given less than the minimum sentence to every single case of child porn or child pornography distribution that has come before her, less than the minimum, saying, well, you know, it's very tempting to just click. It's easy to click, and you can't really go to jail for a long time to click. Oh, I see. But you can go to jail for a long time if you're waved into the Capitol by a police officer. Then you can go to jail. You can rot in the freaking jail. You can rot under the jail. You can break your leg and lay there suffering with no actual medical assistance because you happened to dare come into the house of your master. People better wake up quick. Because I'm telling you, I know there's parents that are asleep, but I know there's parents that's going to say what you said and what I say. Oh, they're crazy. They're so far. That never happened. They're not doing that. They're just trying to do their best to make children understand that people aren't always like you. No, that's my job. Okay? If I have a kid and they're 8 years old and they say, I don't have a kid, but if I had a kid and they said, Daddy, why is that man in a dress? Then I tell him that man identifies as a woman. He feels more like a woman than a man. Doesn't mean you treat him any differently. It doesn't mean it's someone to be made fun of. That's a human being the same as you. That's what I tell him because I'm a parent. But I'll be damned if I have a stranger set my child down and ask him if they think they might like to be like that. That's not the way it works. Every one of these people should be fired. That woman that's on this tape should be fired, instantaneously fired, and she should have to undergo some mental counseling. Because nobody normal would think that's okay. Nobody normal would think that's okay. It's beyond the pale. And everybody knows it. See, this is the thing. Everybody knows it, but everybody's afraid to speak. Liberal, you know that's wrong. But you say, well, I don't want to go against them because then the mob will turn on me. And then I'll be anti-gay or I'll be homophobic or I'll be a transphobic or they'll call me names. You call me whatever name you want. You're not sitting down with my pre-K or my second grader and teaching them that shit. You're not going to sexualize my children. How long ago was it, you know, we had the caller talking about that fest. How long ago was it that we saw some school dress up, I guess they were like junior high students in boys in girls' outfits and give some coach a lap dance? No parents consented to that. Okay, they were junior high. They could have, in junior high school, I'd have told them they can take a flying you know what. But nonetheless, it happened. Just a matter of time. Just a matter of time till it goes down the ladder to 10-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 8-year-olds, all the way to pre-K, I guess. We're going to have the gender unicorn. The gender unicorn. Let that sink in for a minute. If that doesn't tell you everything you need to know, folks, then you're blind. You're blind. If you have to have a mascot, a unicorn, that talks to the children, who do you think relates to a unicorn? 15-year-olds? You think if a unicorn stumbled in the building and said, I'm the gender unicorn, 15-year-olds will laugh at it, right? 12-year-olds will laugh at it. 4- and 5-year-olds won't. They'll say, oh, we're the gender unicorn. And there's people in the chat room now agreeing with me on just what I said about the 12-year-olds and the 13-year-olds who were dressed up as women giving lap dances to coaches. Yes. Yes. It happens. And it's happening. And I can't believe, maybe I'm wrong, but I can't believe there's anyone who thinks that's okay. I just can't. I'll relate to you a story. I took my niece and nephew to see Batman, the Batman movie, which I don't recall what it was, but it was the one with Catwoman and the Penguin, which Batman Returns, whatever it was. And there was a scene in there that was a little sexy involving Catwoman and Batman. And I could have shrunk underneath my chair. I said, oh, God, I hope I don't get questioned about it. I hope nobody says anything about this. Just let it pass. Because it's not my place to say anything. It would have been my sister's place. And I didn't want to be the one. And that's the way most adults would feel. Now, perverts, they'd say, oh, did you see what just happened there? You know what that was? Let me explain to you what that was. You ever have those feelings? That's what a pervert does. That's what a pervert does. That's what a groomer does. You see, they say, oh, don't use the word grooming. Why? That's exactly what it is. When you take a child whose brain is a sponge and you plant seeds of things in there that he may never or she may never consider, you are grooming them. That's exactly what you're doing. School's not a place for that. School's a place to learn to read and write and understand your history and your science and your basics that you can actually get an education and live. Then you formulate your own opinions and your own morals through becoming an adult slowly and through your parents and your friends and other people like that, correct? Oh, they don't want you to do that. You don't. How dare you formulate your own opinion? We're going to give you your opinion. We're going to plant it in your brain when you're pre-K. This will be your opinion when you grow up because we're going to plant it there. It's sick. It's beyond sick, caller, and I don't know what we're going to do about it unless parents start to speak up in this country.
Well, we got to keep fighting, man. We have to keep fighting. Even if you don't have children in the school districts, in public schools, this is the government schools, I would imagine it's spread elsewhere, but we have to keep fighting. I just put another example in your chat room about the Virginia school district where they've brought the books back. You hear me? The parents they brought them back. And look, and you get a chance, go look at the cover of some of these books and what they're depicting. So,
and was this
tell
the
you
book
something else.
Put up in the library and said books your parents don't want you to read?
Oh yeah, back in the day. But you know, here's funny
no,
thing
they
about
put that
it.
On a sign. They put that on a sign,
yeah.
Caller. They literally put a sign up saying books your parents don't want you to read, and then they put a table with all the books there.
Yeah, and you know the funny thing about this, it seemed like this has spurred up all of a sudden in the last year, a year and a half, 2 years. And, you know, I'm beginning to believe these people must not be human. They act like aliens or some damn things. No matter what you say
to
them.
Well, I'll tell you what they are. They are ideologists. Never underestimate an ideologue because that's what they are. Deep inside their mind, they truly and honestly believe we are doing the world a favor. The parents aren't good enough. They don't inject enough of our moral superiority. See, they think they are morally superior to you. That is what liberals have always thought. We are the moral arbiters of the world. They will teach diversity. You must accept this. You must accept that. You must accept this lifestyle and that lifestyle. But if you voted for Trump, they don't have to accept you at all. Then you can be outcast. Then you can be thrown under the bus. Then you can be fired from your job. Then you can be ostracized and told every name in the book. They believe in diversity only if it doesn't involve diversity of thought. Diversity of thought, they want no part of. They want groupthink. You believe what we believe, or out you go. And one of the things they believe, and I've said it for a long time, one of the things they believe is that children, apparently younger than I thought. I thought they were talking about 15, 16-year-olds. Apparently they're talking about pre-kindergarten children should be sexualized. And I love it. You know, you get on CNN and you watch that big, fat piece of garbage, Brian Stelter, say, there's no grooming taking place. How many people were arrested at CNN for this very thing. There's like amnesia over there. Don't pretend it didn't happen. How many times did you report that, Brian Seltzer, you fat piece of garbage? How many times did you get on TV and say a horrible thing happened here at CNN? Apparently two or three of our producers was involved in a pedophilia ring. How many times was that reported on CNN? How about zero? And then you want to lecture me on morals? No, that's not the way it works. See, because the normal people in this country, we keep quiet for the most part. Let the radicals on both sides yell and scream. We're just the normal, everyday people who go about our lives. But you're pissing us off now. And we're going to start to raise our voices. And when we do, we have bigger numbers than you. You see, that's the thing that we have to realize. The people who believe like us are the vast, vast majority. We're just not very loud. So the people who believe in the fringe things, they scream and holler, and they get all the attention. But now you're waking up the sleeping dog, right? You're poking the bear because you are talking about our children now. It's one thing to say, oh, well, we're coming for your guns. Yeah, yeah. We're going to try to get you to drive electric cars. Yeah, yeah. We're going to try to get you to eat less meat. Meat is evil. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But when you come for our children, I don't even have any children, but I certainly have nieces and nephews. And I will tell you this. You come for the children, the parents are going to revolt. 95% of them, the other 5%, are so brainwashed that they wouldn't care what you did to their kid. But 95% of them are going to revolt. And that's more than enough to kick your asses out of office. But this is not enough. See, this is what I have to say this. It is not enough to just say, you can't be a teacher because you tried to sexualize our children. That's not enough. You have to figure out what the hell is wrong with these people. Because that is a very unusual thing. That woman, 3 different times, went through a litany list of things based on ages that she's already figured out. In other words, adults have sat down in a room and said, okay, we're going to start at pre-K. What do you think is acceptable for 4- and 5-year-olds? How about this? How about that? How about this? Oh, maybe that's going a little too far. Let's wait until they're in kindergarten for that. A group of adults has sat down and figured out that curriculum. And not one of those people in that room figuring out that curriculum would have been like me and raised my hand and said, are you all insane? Have you all lost your goddamn mind? No, not one of them. All of them are sitting there saying, wonderful, magnificent. What's wrong with those people? You need to figure that out. Those are the people who need some re-education. Those are the people who need some morals because they've lost all of theirs, all of them. They're coming for your kids. And the reason they're coming for your kids, A, the sexualization of your kids, is because they enjoy the perverse. Okay? The perverts are all on their side. The child molesters, the pedophiles are all on their side. Then they figure, well, even if we're not like that, we're going to grow up a generation who think exactly what we do, believe the same things we do, ideologue, who believes the exact same thing. We're going to build a stronger world by making sure every child that comes out of school believes exactly what we believe, not what their parents believe, what we believe. That's their utopia. That's their future. Ain't nobody voting for them. See, they know that. They know they're going to get swamped this year. But they're thinking 10 years down the road, well, all these kids getting out of high school and college, they're going to believe what we believe eventually. And eventually we take over. Eventually you couldn't get a Republican elected dog catcher because everybody that's now 21, 22, 23 years old has been indoctrinated. It may take 10 years, but that's okay. We'll wait. Because 10 years from now, all those 8-year-olds will be 18 and they'll all think exactly what we think. And they'll all look at the world the way we look at the world. That's their goal. And if a few kids get the pedophile treatment by a bunch of our supporters, give them a few months in jail. By then, we'll have the Supreme Court stocked with people who will forgive it, right? By then, we'll have the library stocked. Hey, the president's own son. We have it on good authority that there are underage girls, not pre-K, but there are underage girls on Hunter Biden's laptop. Is he in jail? Would you be in jail? You'd be in jail. He's not in jail. And they're not even talking about it. They're talking about, did he pay his taxes? I don't give a damn if he paid his taxes. You figure out when he paid his taxes after he's sitting in the jail cell for having underage girls on his computer, eh? Nah, you don't care. Because you're all ideologues and you all want a future of groupthink. And all the parents, right now, as we speak, this is critical mass. You have to watch what your children are being taught. You have to pay attention to your children's education. You have to teach them right from wrong. We have a guy in the chat room saying children as young as 12 were given graphic instruction of homosexuality and other sexual activities. I don't even care if it's homosexuality. I don't want my child being given, if my kid was 11 and you said we're going to watch a porno movie that just involved a heterosexual man and a woman, I'm going to go freaking nuts on you. That's not your job. I don't want you indoctrinating my kid to think it's okay to treat a woman in a certain fashion. How about that? How about that? So that has nothing to do with homosexual, heterosexual, transsexual, or how many other sexuals there is. This has to do with right and wrong. Child grows into their sexuality naturally. You don't force it on any of them. You can educate them at a certain age, but you don't indoctrinate them at any age. That's the difference. That's the difference. And before we wrap this up, let me just put this in a neat little bow and say for the people who think that Ron DeSantis' thing is an anti-gay bill, you better go take a look at it. And for you people who are supporting this transsexuals in women's sports, biological men in women's sports, I want to remind you of something that you probably haven't considered. Sports are categorized by biological means, not social means. Your gender, if you want to say your gender is social, fine. Then your gender is social, but sports isn't. Sports is biological. That's why it's separated into groups. Biological. It's not gender. It has nothing to do with your gender. It has to do with your biological sex. They're coming for your children, folks. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to sit there, like a bump on the wall, or are you going to fight back? You better make up your mind quick. It's going to be too late.